Hello to everyone out there listening today. I would like to talk about hope. Hope happens to be one of my favorite words. And one thing that I love about hope is that it reminds me of God's faithfulness. He's been faithful throughout my life. And even in moments of despair, when things seemed hopeless, I could always turn to His word and find hope. And I want to encourage you with that today. You know, life is uncertain, and this truth certainly rings true today more than I think it ever has, at least in my life. But even though life is uncertain, there's also certainty in life. The uncertainty of life is that we don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow. In the book of James, reminds us of that in chapter 4, that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we should be saying, you know, if the Lord wills, then we'll do this or that the next day. And even Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. You know, we're not even promised tomorrow. Just be concerned for what's happening today. Because again, why worry about something that hasn't already happened, that we're not even certain is going to take place? But there's also certainty in life. In the midst of the uncertainty, there is certainty of life. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That is the certainty of life, that God's promises are true and that He has a plan and that He has a future and He has a hope for us. So, you know, this uncertainty and certainty of life, hope is what marries the two of them together. We may not be certain of tomorrow, but we can be certain of the hope and the plans and the future that God has for each and every one of us. You know, there's hope even in the direst of situations, and we may not see it until we go through it and we get to the other side, but hope is always there, and hope is what is the anchor of our soul. Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That's one of my favorite verses. I love that verse. Hope is what keeps us dreaming. It keeps us motivated. It encourages us. No matter how gloomy things may get, there is always hope. And that is something that I firmly believe in. I'm hopeful in the uncertainty of the COVID-19, of protests, of rioting, of racial inequality, that God has a plan. And even though it may be hard to see that sometime, He still has a plan. He wants to mold us and shape us through these times that we're in. He wants to spur us on in our salvation. I'm hopeful that God will provide for those struggling financially due to the ramifications of COVID-19 and the lockdown that we've had in our various states. We have the highest unemployment rate right now that we've ever had, but I'm hopeful that God will see us through. You know, I'm hopeful of what He's going to provide through the rioting and the looting. You know, what that looks like, the timing, the process. You know, I don't know any of that, but our God does. And that is who we put our hope in. That is who we stand firmly on for whatever that future looks like. Now, the purpose of an anchor is it's used to keep a ship or a boat anchored to the bed of a body of water or the bottom of the ocean. So it could be a lake or it could be the ocean, whatever body of water they're found in. So to prevent the drift, the anchor is to prevent the boat from drifting due to wind or to the current. If it's a strong current or if, you know, a storm's coming along, this anchor, it keeps it from drifting away. And an anchor's strength comes from the material that it's made of. And anchors are made from a very strong metal. And the anchor for a boat or a ship can either be temporary or it can be permanent. So as believers, we have an anchor of hope for our soul. It keeps us firm and secure in the Lord at all times. And the cool thing about our anchor, unlike the anchor of a ship, is that it's permanent. So what exactly is the anchor, is this anchor of hope that we have? Well, it's the confident expectation of what God has promised. God has promised that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's in Isaiah 40:31. I love the picture of that, that, you know, we hope in God, we renew our strength, and we're going to soar. It's like we're going to be high above all that concerns us and all that worries us. We're going to be soaring, and we're just going to be like free in the wind. And I love flying. And so when I think of this verse, I think of when I'm in an airplane. You know, we're going to run and not grow weary. We're going to continue to persevere in whatever our endeavors are. And we're not going to grow weary. And if we start to grow weary, we just go back to the hope that we have in Him and know that He's renewing our strength. And you know, we're going to walk and we're not going to be faint. It's not the end for us. Take a moment to consider an area in your life right now where you need renewed strength. This promise is for you. It's an anchor of hope for your soul, and you can stand with confidence in this promise. We have a daughter-in-law that's going to be giving birth to our 9th grandchild any day now, and this is really a scripture for her as well. She's growing a little weary. She's like, I'm ready to have this baby. She's having some discomfort, and she's been placed on bed rest. And that is not easy, but she can hang on to this. There's hope in there for her because she can be reminded of God's faithfulness with the last child that she gave birth to, and that He's going to be her strength again during this time. You know, the Lord goes before us, He's with us, and He's never going to leave us or forsake us. It doesn't matter our situation. And because of that, we don't need to fear and we don't need to be discouraged. This anchor of hope can be found in God's faithfulness. No matter, again, our situation, be it in the current state of our country, our world in the midst of this pandemic, maybe it's personal financial struggles, maybe it's a loss of any kind, you know, a major decision you're facing, God will be faithful. You know, the Apostle Paul knew what it was to have plenty, and he knew what it meant to be in need. You know, he learned the secret of being content in any and every situation he found himself in. And, you know, he found himself in shipwrecks, in beatings, in jail. And yet he says, I learned the secret of being content. I can't even imagine what it would to be content in the midst of a shipwreck. But you know what? There have been shipwrecks in my life where God's taught me that contentment. What is that secret? We find it in Philippians 4:13. That we can do everything through Him who gives us strength. There's hope in that verse. God is our hope and He's our strength. You know, are you hoping and relying on Him today for what you have need of? Are you content no matter your situation? Are you content or are you grumbling? Are you content? Are you relying on the hope that you have in Jesus to meet whatever your need is? And this anchor of hope that we have is firm and it's secure. It's the firm foundation of God's word that gives us wisdom in making the right decisions. And we have a lot of decisions, it seems, to make these days in the midst of this pandemic and just in the midst of the world right now. You know, we need God's wisdom in keeping us secure so that we're not tossed back and forth by the overload of information that comes at us daily, whether it's the news, social media, it could even be conversations with family and friends. And some of those conversations can leave us doubting at times or not certain of what we believe. But God's word, we go to it and it reminds us of the truth that is found there. The firm foundation of God's word reminds us to test everything we hear and see and do against the truth, the promise of the hope that we have in Jesus. It is the firm foundation of God's word that teaches us to love one another even in our differences. It doesn't matter where we came from. It doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter our education. You know, we are to love one another as Christ loves us. And so the foundation of God's word teaches us how to do that. It reminds us of what God has done for us. And it is the firm foundation of God's word that reminds us that God's love for us is firm and secure. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Romans 5:5-11. That is hope right there. God has taught us how to love. He loved us, and we weren't deserving of it. And he has a hope for us. We've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, and this hope is for us all. So my prayer for us all is that the God of all hope will keep us firm and secure in his love, both now and forever. Amen.